Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 29th day of Iyar, Tavshin Pei Beis, Masechta Shviz, Perek Shvi'i, Mishnah Dalad. After having learnt in the previous Mishnah that we cannot do business with Bechoyros, firstborn animals, nor with Nevelos and Trefos, things that are forbidden to eat, our Mishnah is going to now say that this is only a prohibition if it's done in the way of business. But if it's not done as a business venture, but it just happened to come by these items, then he's allowed to sell it. Says the Mishnah, Lokach b'chayr, what happens if a Jew, Yisrael, bought a blemished firstborn animal from a Kohen, which is allowed to be eaten by non-Kohenim, because it's already blemished, it's not going to go in the Mizbeach. And he bought it for a chasna reception for his son. Or he bought it for Yomtev, sort of Yomtev. And then afterwards he found out he didn't need the meat of the Bechor. He's got enough meat without it. Is he allowed to sell it? Says the Mishnah, yes. Mutar l'mocher, he's allowed to sell it. And the Tosefta, they add a condition that when he sells it, he can only recover the cost he paid for it. He's not allowed to make a profit in it. Otherwise, it looks like he's making a business out of it. Tzodechayim, oifus, v'dogim. What happens if you have animal hunters, bird hunters, fishermen that found in their net that they caught together with the kosher animals or the kosher fish, they caught trefa things. The trefa fish that got in their net or animals that were trapped that were not kosher or birds. Mutorin l'mochar, and they're allowed to sell them. Why? Because it only came to them happenstance. It happened to them b'mikra. It's not something that they were looking to get. And for that reason, because of that, we allow them to sell them. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af misha nisman alo lefi darkoi." Even if it happened to him, not only a hunter, but any person who happens to come across these trefa items, a trefa animal, trefa fish, lekech u'mocher, he's allowed to buy it and sell it. As long as he doesn't make a business out of it, he's got other things to keep his panosa. Well, if this is not his sole means of panosa, then he's allowed to even buy and sell not just a fisherman, not just the hunter, but any ordinary person. The Chachamim say no, they prohibit it. They said if you're not a hunter, you're not a fisherman, you cannot buy and sell things which are treif. Even if it just happened to come across your path, even though it's not your trade, for your sole business out of it. Why they're more strict? The Yerushalmi explains the reason is because when it comes to hunters and fishermen, that since they're chayv to pay a tax, they had to pay a special tax to the king from their trade, so the Chachamim allowed them to sell things that are tomei or treif that happened to occur to them in order to alleviate the payments of the taxes that they have. But for other people, they were not muttered. Tosfos Yom Tov brings a difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim, because really, if we look at it, we've got three opinions here. We've got the Tanakama, who says that that you're allowed to, if these hunters they came in their net, you're allowed to sell it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Lachatchila, you can buy it and sell it, not just a fisherman, not just a hunter. And then you have the Chachamim who say, no, you can't. Is there a difference between the Tanakam and the Chachamim? They seem to be the same. They're both arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos Yom Tov says, yes, there is. According to the Chachamim, that's the last opinion in our Mishnah, a hunter is allowed to even guide, he's allowed to specially, purposely collect or hunt things which are treif in order to pay the tax. The Tanakam holds, and he's the most strictest, he holds that even if he's a trained hunter, and that's his panosa, they did not allow him to sell things which are treif, unless it came by his way derech mikra. It happened to come by it, but to lechatchila by it you can't. So the Tanakam is the strictest of the lot. The Chachamim are the next strict, and Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient, who seems to say not just a hunter, but any person can buy and sell these treifa things as long as it doesn't. If it came across his path, and as long as it's not his soul panos are doing with that. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah goes back to talk about different herbs and plants as far as the Kedusha of the fruits of Shavuos, to what things do the Kedusha of the fruits of Shemitah apply? Says the Mishnah, Lul Vezrodim, if you have shoots that come out of a Zered, it's a type of bush where the shoots, the Lulavim, can be eaten. Vecheruvin, all the shoots coming out of a carob tree, again, which can be eaten. Yeshlem Shavuos, Vilidmen Shavuos, the Kedusha of Shemitah will apply to them and also for the exchange, if a person exchanges it for money or sells it. Why? Because since they are edible, the Kedusha of the fruits of Shavuos will descend upon it. And you can't sell it, you can't trade with it, you can't destroy it. Yesh lahen biur v'lidmein bir. And furthermore, when the time of biur comes and you have to take it out of your house because there's nothing left for the animals in the field, you are chayv to take these products out of your house as well. Lul veha elo, the soft or the tender shoots coming out of the elo. The elo is some sort of a forest tree, a wild tree. Veha botna, some say this is the shoots of a chestnut tree. Veha todin, and these are the shoots coming out of the otod, that's a type of thorny bush. All of these, yeshlem shvis, v'lidmen shvis, they too will be subject to the laws of Shemitah and the exchange. If someone sells them, all their shoots will belong to have the dinim Shemitah, and that's because they're roi lachila. But ein lahem bir v'lo lidmen bir. There is no din of bir, or for the exchange, there's no din of bir, which means you don't have to take it out of your house and get take it right out as when there's nothing left for animals in the field, as you would with normal Shemitah produce. And what's the reason for that? And that's because they last in the ground. They last in the aretz. And the branches do not fall off in winter, so there's nothing missing, or the animals in the field will not have a shortage of supply of it, of these shoots. Avale olin, but as far as the leaves of the aloe tree, of the botna, of the chestnut tree, of this thorn bush, yesh bir, there is the din of bir. They are chayv to take it out of their house when the time of bir comes. Why? Because as far as the leaves are concerned, mipnei shenoishrin me'iveyan, they fall out of their sockets. They fall off the tree, of the branches. Because they fall off the branches, the leaves, even though the shoots, the branches themselves don't fall off, nevertheless, the leaves do fall off in the winter, and therefore they do not last, and therefore out in the field, the animals will have a shortage of supply, and once that happens, the law of beer applies. You have to take it out of your house, as the normal beer, the law of beer is, when there's nothing for the animals, you have to take out from your place as well.